B-Pod Studios.
Better. Thank you, Tom. For auto and home insurance, get Plymouth Rock Assurance, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Learn more at PlymouthRock.com/thanks, Tom.
Red or black? You've had months to decide. Experience the thrills at our roulette tables, now available at Encore Boston Harbor, open daily from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Enjoy even more of our gaming floor with $10 blackjack minimums daily. You can also play $5 minimums on blackjack, baccarat, and roulette electronic dynasty table games. What are you waiting for? It's never been easier to get in the game. For more information, visit EncoreBostonHarbor.com. Minimum subject to change. To learn about responsible play, visit GameSenseMA.com.
With more folks heading back to work in the office again, a sweet new ride like the Honda Accord can make that commute downright enjoyable.
Whoa! Have you ever blinked, buddy?
I miss this. Head to your local New England Honda dealer today, because around here, we Honda.
Tiger Home Inspection is hiring inspectors. Candidates should have a general understanding of construction methods and all related systems, with good computer and communication skills. We'll help you with the licensing process. Call us at 1-800-62-TIGER.
Hour number three of the Toucher and Rich program has been brought to us by Dairy Queen. Hey, DQ fans, the new DG Loaded A1 Steakhouse Burger is 2 100% beef patties, crispy bacon, and golden onion rings topped with a pair of premium steak sauces. Enjoy it today at DQ.
Join the Extra Mile BAA Virtual 5K team and support Special Olympic athletes as they work to get back into the playing field. Earn a BAA 5K medal and receive a limited edition 2020 BAA 5K shirt. It's the only way to run the 5K this fall, and spots are filling up fast. Register now at SpecialOlympicsMA.org/5K and get first access to the 2021 team. That's SpecialOlympicsMA.org/5K.
From the Town Fair Tire Studios, Boston's home for sports is WBZ-FM and HD Boston, 98.5, the Sports Hub, the Beasley Media Group Station. Sports Hub headlines.
Patriots and New York Jets play tonight at MetLife Stadium. Stephon Gilmore, linebacker Juwan Bentley, and defensive lineman Lawrence Guy all ruled out for this one yesterday, and that was on top of N'Keal Harry and running back J.J. Taylor being ruled out Saturday. Mark Bertrand and Jim Murray have the pregame show at 5:30, and then it's Bob Soucy and Scott Zolak with the kickoff at 8:15 right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. A big surprise last night, Tom Brady was handed the worst loss of his NFL career. Brady threw three interceptions. Tampa Bay got run over by New Orleans 38-3.
Turning the ball over against a good team never helps. You know, we just didn't play the way we're capable of playing. Everyone's got to do a lot better, and it starts with me. And get back to work tomorrow morning and try to make it a better week.
New Orleans led 31-0 at the half. Seattle has reportedly re-signed head coach Pete Carroll to a 5-year contract extension. And the New England Revolution blew a shot to earn a bye in the first round of the playoffs last night. They were beaten by MLS regular season champ Philadelphia 2-0. The Revs now play Montreal in the play-in round of the postseason a week from Friday night in Foxborough. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by East Boston Savings Bank. Looking to finance a mortgage? Let the experienced residential loan officers of East Boston Savings Bank guide you. Call 978-977-7100 today. I'm John Wallach at Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update at 9:30.
Get the app.
Check this out.
Get Boston's Home for Sports at your fingertips. Listen live or download a podcast. 98.5 The Sports Hub. That's an app. This is the home of the Bruins, the Celtics, and these guys. Toucher and Rich on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Buy a chopper and have a doctor on speed dial, I guess, Mad City. 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch. Young Money Militia, and I am the commissioner. You don't want to start wheezy, because the F is for finisher. Panda, 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 panda. They mad, they ain't famous. They mad, they still nameless. But we still hood famous. Yeah, we still hood famous. I was just getting into this rap thing. I'm not too good at it, but I was getting into it. We'll come back in a moment.
985 The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. You can watch us on twitch.tv. You can get the Twitch app or go to twitch.tv, search 985 The Sports Hub. They have a big conversation going on over there. Get involved in their community. Make a new best friend. Also, you can go to any of your app stores, get the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Listen to the show live. Listen to the podcast. Read the blogs. Blah, 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 blah. All right. That was Alex Trebek. Mm-hmm. And he's dead. And, Rich, what's going on?
Okay. Tomorrow, you may not realize this. It is a huge day for all of us. Tomorrow, maybe even at midnight tonight, I'm not quite sure when technically this happens, the release of Jim Gray's brand new book, Talking to Goats.
It's at midnight, you namby-pamby.
Our good friend Jim Gray, who, of course, you remember from our interview where he was a complete and total prick to us.
I know Tom.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oprah knows Tom.
Yep.
Stedman knows Tom. Oprah knows my wife. We're all friends. So why not have a dinner? So that's what that was.
So he has been promoting this, or he has like sent out a couple of screener books to some of his friends in the media. And after all this happened, Jim Gray started, finally, I can't believe he didn't have one already because he's such a superstar. He finally started a Twitter account. He opened one up.
I didn't want to break the internet. Yeah.
That's right. At Jim Gray Official. He did that. Now, he has been, since then, retweeting what people have been saying about his book, his good friends, and something very curious about his Twitter account. He only follows 22 people. I am going to read to you right now, Fred,
I know this.
Who the 22 people are. Every single person, okay? I'm going to read you every single of the 22 people that he follows, okay? He follows, and I start, William Morrow, that's the book company. Harper Audio, that's the audio company for the book. At Talking to Goats, it's the Twitter account for his book. Mike Tirico, Vic Lombardi, Greg Bishop, a writer at Sports Illustrated, Seth Wickersham, also, he's from ESPN, Tom Brady, Mike Tyson, LeBron James, Michael Phelps, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Oprah Winfrey, no surprise.
Friends.
A bookstore that he's doing a signing at, Jay Glazer, George Lopez, randomly, Bill Walton, Lonnie Ali, Westwood One Sports, who he does the interviews with, Kirkus Reviews, another book company, Adam Schefter, that's 21 of the 22. The 22nd person, James Stewart.
Yeah, because you know James, as soon as he found out that there was, that he didn't like us, he wanted to get a backdoor angle into some Brady action.
Fred, don't even pretend like you're like mocking it.
I'm not
That's
mocking
exactly
it.
What's happening here.
Oh yeah, James Stewart. It's too much of a coincidence. There's no way that just randomly he's following Jay Stu. I knew this before. I knew this. I saw this over the weekend or whatever it was. Yeah, James Stewart developed a relationship with Jim Gray.
And no. Jim Gray, I don't think they developed. We need to get. Can we get James Stewart on the phone? Because I want to find out if there's anything there. Because here's what happened. I think what happened was that Seth Wickersham tweeted out that he got an advanced copy of it, and like I retweeted it, and I didn't even say anything. I think I just retweeted it that it was out there, and all of our listeners just started like, you know, of course, doing what they do, and they were tweeting and everything. And if we know anything about Jim Gray, he is as vindictive. Yes. As it gets. We had that one interview, which we've played for you guys so many times, and that, you know, there's any way you can say we did anything wrong, and he acted like a dick, and he walked off of our, he got so pissed at us, and during that break afterwards, when we had Jerry Rice on with us, he just yelled at our program director, and for like a month afterwards, tried to get us fired. Once again, we did nothing wrong in this interview. He just was such a jerk that Fred was like, all right, we got to end this. And then he just kept like going and doing whatever. So he is as vindictive as it gets. I guarantee you, Fred, and I know you're not saying it in jest, and I have to agree with you. He is following James Stewart because he wants a backdoor angle on what we are doing right now with the Jim Gray, what our listeners are saying about it. He's looking for us to say something or slip up or whatever that he can use against us. I don't know what it is. But there's no other reason, unless James Stewart, for some, it's his great uncle that we don't know about.
No, James, I guarantee, what I think is that James Stewart is the culprit in this relationship, and that he, maybe because he knows Jim Gray is close to Tom Brady, is trying to go like, hey, look at these jerks in the mornings. I'm not that way.
So this is James Stewart going heel on us. He's going heel.
Well, maybe you went heel.
We need to talk to James Stewart and find out.
Well, he's not answering the phone.
Okay.
It's going, like, to take a Venmo account for that.
Does anybody know if there is a history between James Stewart and Jim Gray? Does anybody know if there's anything there in any other explanation other than he's trying to get some sort of way of gathering information on us by going through him?
Can you picture it? Stedman, Brady, Jim Gray, The Rock, and James Stew?
Can you pass the bald eagle, please?
Well, listen,
they're all eating like endangered species. It's one of those Ace Ventura 2 dinners. It's like a bunch of people with monocles and top hats all feasting upon the flesh of animals that are only one or two left on this planet.
Okay, here's the thing. Listen, he's looking for us to do so. I don't want our listeners to do anything. I definitely don't want them, when the book comes out on Amazon tomorrow, to go and write reviews on the Amazon site. Do not do that, all right? Well, listeners, I'm telling you.
There's a paper trail unless you buy it.
Whatever you do, don't write a review on any website that sells Jim Gray's book about what you thought of it, because I have a feeling you're probably going to say something that isn't sincere. So please, well, I'm telling you, goats. Do not do that.
Greatest of all time. Me sitting with him.
That's right. Maybe so? It is. That could be it.
So, Tom, pretty good. Mm-hmm. What gives? Can you
LeBron
break it down?
LeBron James, Tom Brady, Michael Phelps, Jay Stu.
The greatest producer of all time.
He might be. Maybe that's why he did it. Maybe he thinks, you know, from talking about goats, he's obviously got a really good track record. But I mean,
I know
he has
the guys who know the guys.
And what's great too is that these have not like changed. It was almost like when he set up his Twitter account, like these were the 22.
Yeah. I mean, James Stewart is one of the 22 most powerful people in sports.
Hang on. If I'm not mistaken, when you click on who someone's following, from the bottom up, isn't that the order that they followed the people?
Could be.
So here's the order that it went. William Morrow, the book company, Harper Audio, the audio company. Then his book, Talking to Goats. And then it goes Tirico 4th, Vic Lombardi 5th, Greg Bishop 6th, Wickersham 7th, and then James Stewart 8th before Tom Brady.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Hey, guys. Murder, 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 murder. Keep your enemies close, Gray. Yeah. He followed me. He wants to know if the Celtics are interested in Leon Poe.
He is an insider. He gets all the texts during the show. That's, by the way, I legit love when that happens.
I got a text. What of it? Felger's just going to railroad it. Whatevs. I'll give it to Gray.
Don't write reviews of his book. Don't.
James Stewart is on the phone.
Oh, awesome.
We have James Stewart. James Stewart, hello.
Hey, guys. Hey, what can I do for you?
All right, 22 followers. Jim Gray is following 22 people, and you, James Stewart, are one of them. You are in the company of his, the people surrounding his book and the likes of Tom Brady and so on and so forth. What is your relationship with Jim Gray?
All part of the Illuminati and the deep state sports media. Pretty simple, right?
That's what I've been saying. He knows who to follow for the info.
Have you ever spoken with him, ever?
Probably in my past life, up the dial, but not recently.
Okay, so was that a surprise to you to see that you were one of the 22 people he follows?
100% yes. And if I'm not playing the character or anything, or joking around or anything, I bet it was a mistake. And it's a mistake because Jim Rome's old producer was a James Stewart. There's a NASCAR racer that's a James Stewart.
No.
So maybe I got confused in that regard.
Nope. Because no? Right there, okay. On your bio, it says, you know, producer of Felger and Maz, the wrestling behind the row. I mean, you can't, to click follow on your account, you have to do it right next to where your bio is. I'm not buying that for once. And there's no other producers of radio shows or anything else. It's just his book company, a couple of writers for like Sports Illustrated, Tom Brady, and the people who are obviously in his book, Michael Phelps, and you, which I just have a weird feeling that dude's got a crazy vendetta against this station, and I think he wants some information on what maybe, because our listeners have been very vocal on Twitter, and I'm wondering
if that's... Well, my DMs are always open, and as part of the sports media deep state and the Illuminati, I'm happy to have that conversation and really find out what's going on with you guys and Jim Gray. I personally, I like Jim Gray. Jim Gray, I consider a friend, and... No,
I was going to say, why not have a dinner?
Yeah.
I mean, James, the guy's out dining with everyone under the sun. I mean, if you found yourself a friend, I mean, you have to be dining with the man.
You should start sending him DMs.
I've met The Rock, and The Rock has met Jim Gray, and Jim Gray has met Oprah, and The Rock has met Tom Brady, and The Rock now owns the XFL. I don't know. I really don't know.
Why not have a dinner?
Yeah. Well, that's great, man.
Why not have dinner? And let's have a steak dinner, too. Let's have some steak and wine, and let's go. Let's have a conversation, figure this all out.
Yeah, it's going to be like the NXS video for One Way. You guys are just going to be, it's going to be gluttonous. Right. Well,
who's the most jealous of this, by the way? Who's the most jealous that Jim Gray follows me?
Is anyone jealous that Jim Gray?
I really don't. I think the answer is zero, Jim.
I mean, it is fascinating, and it's awesome because I really think that he's still holding a grudge against me and Fred.
Actually, let's do this. Direct messages, Jim Gray. Let's go right in there and let's ask this question. So stand by. I will do this on my own time because I know you guys probably have to hit a break soon, but I will DM Jim Gray's Twitter account and I will ask if he still hates you guys.
We are not the Felgren Mass Show. We don't hit breaks on time.
That's right. All right. Well, James Stewart, yes, let us know if you hear anything.
Yes,
thank you so
that would
much
be
for
great. DM him and sure, I would love to hear that answer.
My pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, thanks, Jay Stewart. Appreciate it, man.
All right, there you go. The great James Stewart.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Be right back.
What's up? This is the home of the game.
Patriots!
And these guys, Toucher and Rich, on Boston's home for sports, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. We'll find out if James Stewart gets, Jim Gray gets back to James Stewart.
Wouldn't it be just like Jim Gray to constantly hover over that Twitter account and monitor everything, all
no
the replies?
Question. There's no
you know, all the DMs.
Question.
Oh, there's a DM. I got to get back right away. You know that kind of thing.
What Twitter account is that? At Jim Gray Official?
Yes, that's correct. At Jim Gray Official.
Are you sure? Okay, except it's at Jim Gray Gray Official. Is that what you're saying?
Except
John?
No
yes,
substitutes.
That's what I'm saying. Yes.
Okay. Except no substitutes. No namby pamby. Jim Gray. Some. Accounts receivable schmo from St. Louis.
The best thing is, you know what pissed him off? There's a I when I typed in Jim Gray, because I didn't know at that point it was at Jim Gray Official. There's another Jim Gray with a blue check mark, and you know that bothered him. You know, they don't accept any Jim Grays.
But it does. But it's not
official,
him, right?
It's
yeah,
official.
It's not him.
Yeah, right. It's not him. Mistakes have been made. I thought it was him. I got the wrong man. It won't happen again. James Stew signing in.
You know what's weird? We just had him on, and your voice isn't that far off. That's the scary part about all of this.
We're not doing characters right. Okay, now it's time to get with the real.
Does that weird you out that someone like a year and a half later can still be obsessed like that?
What, Jim Gray?
Yeah.
I mean, we're just as obsessed as he is. I mean, he's no better than us.
Well, yeah, he's a dick. But hang on. Are we as obsessed that like we're following people to get information about him?
No. I mean, I don't really think about Jim Gray outside of the show. But you know,
I mean, he follows 22 people, and it's like The Rock, and it's LeBron James and Michael Phelps, and then somebody who works at the same station as we do.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, Jim Gray's a weird cat. I mean, he did dance around. You would think that you would just brush off the interview not going well and kind of go about your business and maybe be pissed off for a little bit. But then to, yeah, carry it as far as he did is, yeah, he's a it doesn't speak a lot of his self-esteem, but I would imagine if you're Jim Gray, you don't have a lot of self-esteem because you're a barnacle on the sides of people that have hired you explicitly to give them good press. So I can't imagine that that doesn't come with a lot of self-value. I would imagine that Jim Gray's moments alone are wrought with, you know, what ifs and how this happened and what's going on. So for every dinner you have with Tom and Oprah, it's, you also have to know that if they asked, you would have to be forced to put on a gesture costume and, you know, juggle your nuts for them. If they asked, if they so asked.
Yeah, I just love that our listeners like just had the mindset to say, hey, who's Jim Gray following?
They asked too many questions.
Like, that is really strange.
Do you think Jim? Do you think Jay Stu was doing pull-ups and like getting tattoos?
He's like De Niro in Cape Fear.
Yeah, he was doing. Yeah, he's underneath the Jay Stu's, or he's underneath Jim Gray's car.
Where are you headed, Jimmy? Come on, where are you going, Scratchy?
That's right. He's got that nickname, Scratch.
Yeah, they call me Scratchy. He calls me a lot of stuff, but you know, he likes me. He says. Deep down, I don't know if it's true. Deep down, it hurts. But, you know, we do what we can.
Yeah, Jim Gray is a professional media ball washer, and that's what he does for a living. And that certainly wasn't the plan. That was never his plan. But that's what he's become. So I can imagine that, yeah, that every time someone says something negative to him, it hits a chord a little bit. It hits a little bit too close for home, and his reaction is to shut it up. And to, you know, that he thinks that he's famous enough that he can get a successful show kicked off the air. And maybe he is. I mean, if a company's going to cave in because the mighty Jim Gray is, you know, going to start reaching out because he's, you know, he's a barnacle. He's obviously has the ear and phone numbers of important people because, but I don't think that they probably respect him very much. I think if you got Tom Brady in a moment of candor, perhaps at the Kentucky Derby when he's had some MDMA, that, you know, maybe he's in a good mood and he's going to tell you the truth. No, I don't think that Tom Brady's like loves Jim Gray. I think that he serves his purpose in the Tom Brady universe. And, you know, that's not a job that requires a lot of respect.
No, it's just, hey, do me a favor, throw me softballs.
Yeah, like you'll get money, I'll get money. And, you know, you're at one point we're a big enough, you were a big enough name that it won't sound weird. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not some guy that does overnights in Boston that's asking me the questions. It's a guy at one point that worked for a network. And so I can get you to ask these questions, and there you go. Let's go to PJ. Go ahead, PJ.
No, it's JP. Can we tell the call screen of that about the last four times, though? It's JP from NP.
Well, he's horribly dyslexic, so that's where he got
that. I hate to offend him. You know, you don't want to do it. I can't wait for halftime tonight. It's going to be better than the game. What's the hard-hitting question? Tom, your line sucked tonight.
Yeah.
It wasn't your fault, Tom. Tom, your Arians, what? Like, what tough question is he going to ask if he even asked one tonight? I can't wait, though. It'll be better than the game.
Did you see Guerrero, by the way? Like, Guerrero's got carte blanche anywhere he wants to go.
Well, that's part of the deal.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I guess it's called Tier 1, but he has Tier 1 access, which is, I guess, everywhere anyone can go.
Well, you see him walking out to the field with Brady through the tunnel. You're
yes.
Like, okay.
Yeah, and he's like in Tampa Bay gear.
Yes,
he's dressed like a coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've really just said, Tom Brady deserves it, but they said, Tom, you can do whatever you want.
Maybe there's like me to dress up as a Tampa Bay Buckaret. Maybe I could put on, I could hold a pom-pom with my right hand, hold a pom-pom with my left hand.
That was Halloween, yes.
Chuck my nuts. What do you want me to do, Tom? What do you want Bologna me to do?
Fine.
What do you want Scratchy to do? Scratchy will do anything.
Tom.
You and your wife are bored. You got an unopened can of dog food. You got a bowl on the floor. Why not have me eat it?
Tom.
The Rock has to go to the bathroom. You have to go to the bathroom. Why not make me a toilet?
All right, stop.
Tom.
Man.
Whatever you want to do. Whatever makes you happy. It's the middle of the night. Honey, I got to go over to Tom's. He's not feeling so good and he needs someone to abuse.
I just imagine.
Oh, God. Tom's watching Oz again. I got to go over there.
I just imagine Jim Gray acting like Al Pacino in that final scene in Donnie Brasco, where he like takes off his jewelry and puts it in the drawer. I got to go to work. Tom needs someone to abuse.
Yeah, like when I lived in Key West, I'd get up in the morning and like walk to get the paper, and then I would see the guys putting their whips in, like they'd be like, "Oh, that was a long shift," and they'd be putting their whips in the lockers and everything. Yeah. Yep. Tommy needs me. Yep. Tom's he's watching Oz again. Call me Beecher.
Don't. Leave, guys, stop. I keep hearing these people. Do not leave reviews of his book on any of the sites. Don't.
So that's out tonight?
It's out tonight. Well, it's out on the 10th, which is tomorrow. So I don't know how this works. I've never stayed up awake for an audiobook release.
I will tell you this, is that if it's like anything else, it's like music or movies, is that, you know, when the movie, like the books, like Lord of the Rings, the Harry Potter books came out, which is how I got to spoil it. Because people would buy them at midnight and they would spend all night reading them.
Yeah.
And then they would call into the show. So, I don't want any spoilers tomorrow.
So what you're saying is that Harvard Bookstore, you know, the one that's lined down the street for the Jim Gray book, they're going to be staying open
late? If there's not, I blame the pandemic. But if there wasn't a pandemic, I would imagine that it would be electric on the streets of this literary scene. Where'd Jim Gray to go to college?
Oh, I'll have to look. That's a good question.
Yeah. Where did he go to college? Let's Wikipedia. My birthday's Wednesday, apparently.
Tom.
Why not? Well, you want to blow the candle out? You want me to put the candle where? Oh, boy. I just put Jim Brady by accident.
Oh.
I wish.
A little bit different.
I wish. He's not even... Jim Gray's the fourth Jim Gray on Wikipedia.
Yeah, I know. I know.
All right, Jim Gray, he was born in 1959. He is not that comprehensive a biography. No, it does not say where he went to school. Does mine say where I went to school? Let's see. I haven't looked up my Wikipedia in a long time. Fred Toucher, there you are. All right, Fred Toucher. It says I went to Rollins. I got that going for me. Maybe I went to University of Colorado. Maybe. Good old T.A. Jim Gray. What do you need, teach? Huh? Sure, I'll grade those papers. You're so nice. All right, Rich, what's coming up in the old Stackarooski?
The Red Sox pull a total Red Sox move, and we have news of a movie sequel that may not suck.
All right, we'll have that for you. Here are the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's become painfully clear.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the Stack.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. You can follow John Wallach at Ken Griffey Rules on Twitter. You can follow the show run by Rich on Twitter and Instagram at Toucher and Rich. And you can follow me on Instagram. I think Rich put something up on Instagram with my link in it, and I picked up a couple hundred followers. So I'm nearing. It's like watching the map.
I felt bad. Election. I was like that I hadn't even done that yet. So there you go. I'll continue to plug that. So make sure you follow everybody there.
Once I get to 20,000, then I can start hopefully advertising for things that people will give me. And then there's no, and it's just my thing. So no one can have a problem with it. So
and by the way, any chance to repost the photo of John Wallach with the very fortunate pant pleat that he had.
Yes, where he looks like he has something that women would not like. No, it's to the point where it would be a big turnoff unless you were some kind of woman with some kind of birth defect where that would work.
Where you just go, nope.
So if you have a product, you in exchange for free product or money, you would like me to Instagram, reach out at Fred Tutcher on Instagram. Yes, John. Now, this is on the up and up. Who brings us the stack already?
Window Nation, Fred. It's their buy two, get two free sale. No down payment, no payments, and 0% financing for 12 full months. Check them out online at windownation.com.
Well, John, I was thinking about you because after announcing on Friday that Alex Cora will be the next manager of the Boston Red Sox, which was a very nice dump during our show, it also just happened to be right around the time where it looked like the election was a lock. I'm not saying that the two coincided.
A dump during.
Yeah, I know. Thank you, Larry Flint. That's not the kind of dump I'm talking
during
about.
During Al Goldstein's show on New York Public Access.
By the way, Fred, there is a public access show that I stumbled across, and maybe we'll have to explore it. I don't know if you're referencing. It's this dirty old man. Have you?
No. Is this in Boston?
No. It was a New York public access show.
Oh, yeah.
It was just this dirty old man.
Well, it was Al Goldstein because from Screw Magazine.
Oh yeah. Yeah. My relatives that live in the city. Every time I go in,
the Robin
visit.
Bird show, and Al Goldstein.
Oh yes. Now you're talking my language.
Oh, everyone knew. Oh, if you had, if you were in New York, yeah.
Robin Bird, I know all about Robin Bird.
Because none of my relatives had cable because it was like back in the day. But like if you somehow as a kid had access to cable, like if you were in like a motel or a hotel and you had access to New York, you got the Robin Bird show.
Yep.
But yeah, is it in black and white, the old Al Goldstein show?
No, it's like from the 90s and it's not him. But it's a dirty old man who just like would take calls from ladies just to try. I just got to play it for you. And it's not Al Goldstein because I just Googled his photo and this is not the guy. But he's definitely weird. New York Public Access was the best back in the day. Like that stuff was phenomenal. And I know that there's been some stuff that we've played here that's obviously very weird. Remember there was that guy who just like filmed like kids on playgrounds and stuff, which was really odd.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And well, then there was the guy who just only drew Popeye, whoever that dude was.
John, like, do you remember the show that was on after school in New York that was a video game where you called up and you could win?
No.
It was like, it made no sense. It was like a live video game.
Okay.
But it was just graphics on a screen, and you would call in and, like, guess. And if you got through, then you would, like, get a prize. Oh, yeah. New York had all kinds of craziness.
No, I just remember the Robin. Apparently, Robin Bird was in the cinematic classic Debbie Does Dallas.
Oh.
And that's where she got her first acting credit. But, no, she had, in the late 70s and early 80s, she was on. At night, you're flipping it around. It's like CBS News,
Robin Bird show.
With like naked people. It was incredible.
Oh yeah, everywhere.
It's unbelievable.
But Screw Magazine was the best because I've never seen one in real life. But Al Goldstein was, you know, it was Guccione, Hefner, Flint, Goldstein, and like Goldstein never even got Screw onto anything but newsprint. So, like, Screw Magazine was always on newsprint. Like, even we got on, like, glossy pages. Screw was just this newsprint thing. It had all the hard-hitting adult news.
Who was the guy who draws Popeye on Boston Public Access for years?
Oh, yeah, I don't remember. We played that guy, though.
Yeah, that guy was strange. But, I mean, yeah, I stumbled across it the other day. And I think the reason was that I was looking for something spooky for Halloween, and there was a public access show that I think was on in New York that SNL totally ripped it off, and it was this goth kid and this like woman who was just kind of like a large like lady who didn't dress the part. She just sat there and chuckled with him, but he came down there and was like, "Oh, maggots crawling across your face. Imagine it." And it was just, dude, it's so good. And that got me clicking just on New York Public Access. All right, I'll play some of it tomorrow. There was no reason to play any of it. It was all just so random. But I sat, I might have spent like 30 minutes watching this creepy old man. And I'm like, how is this able to be on like public TV?
Because there was no rules. Rob, go ahead. You know the video game I'm talking about?
I do. I remember it was almost like... you would say picks, and they would shoot, Yes. Like an alien, whatever.
Yeah.
Yes, I do remember that.
It was like Space Invaders, and you would say, you would say, shoot. Yeah, the guy was playing the video game in quotations for you.
Yeah, it was.
I want to say it was like you say picks or packs. It was one of those, like packs, and they would shoot, and you packs, and then they kept shooting until you won or whatever the hell they did.
Yeah, so that was, and I think that was what Cookie Puss came from. I think they called.
Cookie Puss was, I mean, that was Carvel Ice Cream Stores. That commercial
I know, yeah, they have
Cookie
that here.
Cookie Puss. Carvel Ice Cream Store, Santa's there too, what?
Yeah, that was the best.
But I think that part of that prank was also to the video game, but I don't know. Let me see. All right, go ahead.
All right, so back to the Red Sox. I don't even know what we got here. But
Al Gold, oh, you said news dump, and then I thought of Al Gold.
Of course, it's about a dump, yes, of course. But the team announced that they will tomorrow have a press conference to introduce Alex Cora to the public. And surprise, surprise, no owner is scheduled to appear.
That's just stunningly bad.
I mean, can't like John Henry zoom us from his yacht or something? Yeah, just a confirmation that he's still among us? Like, when's the last time we've heard anything?
There's a plague. There is a plague.
Has he not spoken since February?
Yes, since
media? Is that
before
right?
Before the plague.
That's correct.
Wow.
The plague!
Yes, thank you very much.
The plague!
I know. It's like, you know, the three ghosts of Christmas are going to visit you soon.
What's funny, though, is like over the weekend listening to the radio station and like reading Shaughnessy, there is this group of people in the media that think people care, and no one does. No one cares. And it's very cute. Like to try to drum up some good old-fashioned Sox outrage and... They hired a cheater, and they won't even come up and stand up to the media.
I don't care.
And no one cares.
Cares. It is interesting that they haven't spoken to the media, or that he has not spoken. Like,
there's a plague, dummy.
There is a plague, yes. You can zoom in if you know how to.
Yeah, but Zoom, I don't trust the goblin Zoom.
That's right, it's the Zoom goblin.
But just, I was listening to Adam Jones. I heard Joe Murray. I heard... Gasper and Murray, and they're all sitting there acting, getting all in a huff and trying to get this good old-fashioned Red Sox outrage. And I'm telling you, no one cares. No one cares. But listen, if you create enough racket, that's why the Red Sox think people care, is because of the radio and because of the in Shaughnessy.
Well, as a Red Sox fan, I care.
You care that they dumped Alex Cora news?
No, I don't care about that. I care about John Henry not speaking to the media since February.
Please. What's he going to say?
Just be accountable. That's all. You own the team. You punted on the season.
I count.
No, accountable. Accountable.
I count the wild beasts I maim.
Is that right? How do you maim them? With bare hands?
With the sun here.
With the sun. The sun is its own plague.
I see. That's my favorite. Where's the sun here?
Is the sun shining?
What's going on? Are we on fire?
I told you to cover the sun.
You forgot your umbrella, sir. I apologize.
That's right.
Jeez. I told you to hide the sun. I was doing media today.
and then I'm hearing rumors of Jackie Bradley Jr. returning to the team.
No. Hey, great investment.
As a season ticket holder? If they give Jackie Bradley Jr. a 2-year deal, I'll watch him play center field.
Well, good for you. Only because you paid the money to do so, not because you particularly enjoy the man's play.
Because it's fun to watch him. I like fast defense. He's not
defense.
That fast.
Yes. Great defense. Yes.
Yeah. TV Picks is the name of the game, by the way. Yeah.
TV Picks?
Yeah, was the name of the game in New York.
Oh.
I remember that.
All right.
No, you didn't sit around in Long Island long enough just staring at the TV waiting for the day to end.
Well, Alex Trebek might be gone, but he will be appearing in some sort of media very soon. The new Ryan Reynolds film, Free Guy, which as of now, they are saying is going to be released at the movie theaters next month. That's not going to happen. He filmed a cameo in that movie. The trailer actually looks pretty funny. It's about how one day Ryan Reynolds wakes up and realizes that he's just like a background dude in a video game. And everything around him is like the banks are getting robbed and things are blowing up and everything. And he's just the guy who kind of is like in a kind of Grand Theft Auto type video game. He's just a dude in the background. And then he tries to break out of it. It looks very funny. It's actually filmed here in Boston. But apparently Alex Trebek has been filmed in that cameo. And no, as I was saying earlier, they have banked enough episodes all the way through Christmas of this year, and they have no plans on until then announcing who the successor might be. So there you go. We don't know who it's going to be, and I'm sure Bovada will have something up very soon for the Bankroll Boys to bet on when it comes to that. As far as television and downloaded movies are concerned, Borat, the sequel, is now the second most streamed movie in America, only behind, Fred, I know one you watched over and over again on Disney Plus, Hamilton, the movie. That was, of course,
I'm James Hamilton, and I'm here to say that a couple of nerds in a basement of a bookstore made this play.
My Spy, is that the movie with Bautista, the wrestler? That's number three.
Yeah.
Number four, Extraction. And at number five, most streamed movie in America, Phineas and Ferb, the movie. Candace against
Phineas and Ferb is not bad as far as the kids' cartoons go.
My kids liked the one where they did the crossover with the Marvel guys.
Yeah, the Phineas and Ferb, they got enough for the adults in there.
And when it comes to a sequel that might not suck, Wedding Crashers. They're talking about getting Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn back together. Vince Vaughn needs to make a decent comedy. It's been a while.
I love Vince Vaughn. I wish that, I wish he would. I wish he would accept the fact that he's very charming.
Yep.
That he's a charmer. He's a perfect romantic comic lead. He's not, overly good looking anymore. So that's good. And you root for him. He's the kind of guy that you root for. And that's what you want. You can't have him. He's too good looking during Swingers. But
Dan just said you didn't like the breakup. I'm like, that's like 20 years ago, man. I mean, it's really been
that
a
was
while.
The Aniston vehicle.
Yeah. That was a long time ago. And by the way, Vince Vaughn, the Hall of Fame for me for guys that couldn't have been cooler when I interviewed him. Like, I mean, you know, we talk about people who are total dicks, and we were just talking about Jim Gray, Vince Vaughn. As a matter of fact, I interviewed him. Remember when he did that thing where he took like four of his friends out on the road and did a comedy show? And
yes.
Like, it was just like comedians he liked. And he put his name on it so people would come out, and all he did was host it. And
him and Peter Billingsley.
Yeah, Peter Billingsley. The guy, the dirt bike kid and the kid from A Christmas Story.
They are, and the kid that was the student liaison for the Challenger space shuttle.
Oh,
he
really?
Was there when it blew up. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that's not good. But he I went to go interview him on his bus, and he I drank with him for over an hour. Like, we just stuck around the bus, and he was like, "Hey, don't leave, man. Hang around." And we talked, and some of the guys came in, and it was just one of those times where it actually seemed like they didn't want the interview to end. They were just kind of BSing around, which is usually like, oh, radio guys, the steerage of the universe, get the hell out of here. One of the all time cool dudes.
Well, Vince Vaughn got that kind of like drinking puffy, which you have to appreciate that he got. There was a time where he was like drunk puffy, which I always appreciated. It made me like him more. I like Vince Vaughn. I think he's funny. I think he's very charming.
And I know Swingers has been overquoted, but watch it. It still holds up, man.
He's great in it. Favreau. Oof.
But he's the movie. Like, I mean, although Favreau had some pretty great lines.
I don't know. He doesn't even drink alcohol when the chick is, he's upset him that much. He's sitting there drinking orange juice. I mean, come on.
She's talking to me like she's all special because she's wearing a backpack. For some reason, that line makes me laugh every single time. That movie rules. It's one of those that still holds up.
It's kind of embarrassing to watch now because at one point you thought, wow, that might be cool, the swinging thing. And then you go, oh, no, it wasn't at all.
Yeah.
Jump
giant. He grows up. I will never eat here. No. Borat 2, Fred, I know you finally saw all of that. And finally, hey, guess what? Big shocker. The Dodgers organization has 9 positive coronavirus tests after the World Series win. After what's-his-name went out in the field and
Justin
ended up getting
Turner.
No punishment or whatever. They're saying, by the way, we kind of had somewhat of a breakout between
Nothing's ever going to happen.
Well, they already said that they're not going to punish him.
Nope. And they won't punish him, and nothing's going to happen to these families, and everyone's going to go about their business. That's the way it is. That's the way it is now. All right. Everyone, enjoy tonight. The pregame starts at 5 or 5:30, depending on who you ask.
5:30, I've been told. 5:30.
And Scott Zolak is here, so he will be pulling double duty. He will be doing his midday show, also appearing this evening for Monday Night Football. The Patriots better win this game.
Very, it's that culture killer if they don't.
It's going to be close,
culture killer
too.
If they do not.
It's going to be close. It is.
Well, I'll be watching it at 4 in the morning tomorrow.
Okay.
That'll do it for us. Everyone have a great day. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.